This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you had a wonderful weekend. It was a contemplative, reflective weekend, I think, for most of America, thinking about what's transpired over the last week and what to expect going forward. And that's for people who voted for Donald Trump and for people who voted for Hillary Clinton. What do we know? Well, we know that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by close to a million votes at this point, and when all votes are counted, it could exceed 2 million votes. We know that the Electoral College has made this election a contest, or it seemed to be a contest, between a rural, largely white America and an urban, largely multicultural America. We know that there are large-scale protests in cities around the country that show no signs of ending. We know there are specific communities in the United States who are afraid of the Trump presidency, among them African Americans and Muslims. How realistic are those fears? Well, that we don't know. We do know that former RNC chief Reince Priebus is Donald Trump's chief of staff and that Stephen Bannon is Trump's chief strategist. What's a chief strategist? We don't know exactly. But we do know that Bannon is a leader of the alt-right movement and a member of that white nationalist group told us last week what he believes the first steps of the Trump administration should be.
What we're seeing now with this Trump presidency is an awakening of white identity.
That's Paul Ramsey on The Takeaway last week in the alt-right movement. We know that Trump has now pledged he will build the wall and begin the deportation of, at first, 2 million undocumented workers who he says are criminals. From what we already know about President-elect Donald Trump's immigration plans, he is definitely on a collision course with cities around the U.S. The approximately 300 cities and local jurisdictions which explicitly leave the enforcement of undocumented immigrants to federal agents, sanctuary cities they're called. Mayors from Seattle, New York, and San Francisco have come out to condemn Trump's threat of mass deportation and to reassure immigrants that they will continue to be protected by law enforcement in those sanctuary cities. Bessie Hodges, the mayor of Minneapolis, is one of them, and she says that Trump's plans for undocumented workers will cause mayhem.
We have had an ordinance since 2003 in Minneapolis that our police officers aren't going to do the work of the federal immigration folks, that it is a question of public safety, because if immigrant folks, if anybody doesn't feel safe calling the police, if witnesses to crime, if victims of crime can't call the police and feel safe, then we are a less safe city overall. President-elect Trump has pledged to withhold federal funding from any city that carries on this practice, or I assume others, that would protect folks in their cities. And that's not acceptable if I care about public safety in Minneapolis, and I do.
How much money would that represent in your city?
You know, we are doing the calculations on that right now, but clearly it's in the millions of dollars, yeah.
And if the federal government were to come in and do what they say and the president-elect says they should do, and that is find the undocumented workers and deport them, how disruptive do you believe that would be in your city?
Well, of course, that would be hugely disruptive. The methods that folks have to use to try and determine status, et cetera, is hugely disruptive in any city. And it makes the city less safe. And it, you know, economies all across this country rely on making sure we have immigrant workers. So, yeah, plus it would be terrifying for people who live here, because even if they have documentation or not, it is a terrifying thing to think that we're living in a world where we're going to have invading people coming in and, you know, trying to assess whether or not you are the proper American.
So it would be the equivalent of a kind of federal stormtrooper initiative to do what the president-elect says he wants to do in cities around the United States if you're a sanctuary city.
That is, you know, all that I can imagine. President-elect Trump has not been clear on exactly what it is he's going to do or how he's going to do it. But yes, he is making lots of threats about people. All of those are going to erode public safety, regardless of his other goals. He is placing politics before public safety.
President-elect Trump says that the 2 million people he wants to deport immediately are all criminals anyway, and that you would want them deported. You would want them out of your communities.
There are processes that people go through if they have committed crimes, if they are criminals. There are processes that our law, that our systems already have in place to assess that. And if President-elect Trump wants to work within the systems that already exist for federal government and local government, that's one thing. But to do this in the absence of comprehensive immigration reform, to do this in the absence of something that people all across this country want, are clamoring for, is to have a piecemeal strategy for a solution that needs an overall strategy.
Do you think it's possible that, you know, in his heart of hearts, he really doesn't want this fight, and that he understands your position maybe even better than you do, although he's not going to say it?
I would not presume to try and understand what goes through the mind or the heart of Donald Trump.
He's not your president?
He is not the president I supported or voted for, and the things that he says, the things that he's done, and the things that he stands for, I reject with everything I've got. You know, this is unique. This is a person whose personal behavior, self-admittedly, has been atrocious and illegal. This is somebody who has pledged to attack and go after women and minorities and immigrants and Muslims and people with disabilities, and I could go on. That's not the America I believe in. That's not the America I stand for.
That's an invitation to a real collision course, it would seem, between Washington and your cities.
I think that mayors all across the country right now are assessing what impact a Trump presidency can and will have on our cities, and are doing our best to prepare for that. But, you know, the people of Minneapolis have been clear about what our values are. We are clear about who we are as a people. And I will work with, I will always have a hand extended. I always have a hand extended. But the question is, will there be a hand extended back? And so far, the answer has been no.
Betsy Hodges is the mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota.